Hi, I'm Dave Bell. I grew up with my cousin Lloyd Nichols being the closest in age to me in our family, and as a result, when we could get together, we were best buddies. Lloyd was the son of Dean and Alma, my mother's brother and sister-in-law. They lived in White Salmon, Washington, and we'd often drive up the gorge to visit. Fast forward, they moved to Anchorage, Alaska in the 50s, and Lloyd and I lost track of each other. But then in 1962, Lloyd took a vacation to the lower 48 and stayed with us in Portland. He and I decided to continue his trip to Southern California in my car, and we sort of rebonded. By the time we got back to Portland, he'd convinced me to join him in Anchorage. Now, I don't remember what kind of plane we flew north in, but I'm pretty sure it was something old and slow. And we were on the milk run, which meant that we stopped quite a bit on our trip. Now, one of those stops was at Ketchikan, Alaska, and for some reason we had to leave the plane and go into the terminal. Now, in those days, the Ketchikan Airport was at Annette Island, and the terminal was just a building with room for just one plane load of passengers. We were more or less packed into that room with nothing to do, so one guy picked up a guitar and started playing. That guy was Gary Elwood. I'm pretty sure Lloyd knew him at that time, but whether he did or not, the two of us, Lloyd and I, joined Gary and started singing. Now, you have to remember that this was in the early 60s, and the popular stuff then was mostly folk songs. Think Kingston Trio, Peter, Paul, and Mary, stuff like that. So that's what we sang, folk songs. Now, we had a captive audience. No one could leave that room. Still, we did get a great reaction from everyone after each song we sang. I mean, a great reaction. By the time we got back on the plane, we were pretty sure we wanted to do some more of that. When we got to Anchorage, we started practicing in earnest until we had something we could live with. A little background here. Lloyd was a singer. He had a nice voice, and he could actually carry a tune. Gary was a guitar player, and if he played it right, he could fool folks into thinking he could sing too. Actually, he wasn't too bad. But me? I couldn't sing a lick. I couldn't carry a tune in a 5-gallon bucket. But I was an announcer, and I had the deepest voice of the three of us, so Lloyd and Gary taught me to sing bass and sing it well enough to compliment them. And so, the Wine Cellar Three was born. Now, we played wherever anyone would pay us a few bucks. Officers Club at the Air Force Base, some of the nicer clubs in town, things like that. I do remember recording some of our practice sessions because we always went to the same place to practice. We set up an old one-track tape recorder and a single cheapy microphone and went to a concrete stairwell at Alaska Methodist University. We did it in the evening when there weren't many people using the building. Man, we sounded good in that stairwell. It echoed just enough to give us some reverberation, and of course it made us sound even better on tape. We just couldn't figure out how to take that sound out to a live performance. And of course this was long before modern electronics made it easy to just twist a knob and dial in a little echo. We played as often as we could during the year we were together. Then I got my draft notice, and I joined the Navy, and that broke up the group. Lloyd died the next year in a boating accident in the Gulf of Alaska. Broke my heart. I've tried several times to find Gary with no luck. I now believe he died somewhere around 2016. Lloyd's older sister, my cousin Judy, sent me this copy of an old recording that she found while cleaning out her father's home. Her daughter converted it to a CD, and Judy sent it to me. Now, I hadn't heard that tape, so I was overjoyed to get the CD, and I'm happy to share it with you. So, here you go, The Wine Cellar 3.
Mariah, Mariah, Mariah. but never mine.
Great God. Well. and I can't wait.
Gonna march right through them pearly gates.
All my friends are gonna be on board.
And I'm gonna have me a talk with the Lord. Now, Lord, I've been mean and ornery all my life. But I paid for my sins down there. And I'm mighty proud to be here. There's just one thing got me worried, though. I hear tell stories. How we gonna lay around all day, playing our harps, fluttering our wings and such. If that's the way it's gotta be, then I wanna hand in my resignation right now. Well, one of the worst times I ever spent in my whole life was laying around Atlanta jail, doing nothing. I'm a working man, Lord! And a good one, too. What? Why, me and the boys, we built some of the finest roads in Georgia. Canals and bridges, too. So if you could find something for me, I'd be much obliged. But, why, it seems to me as though some of your streets of gold around here can stand some repaving, and well, me and the boys, we just naturally like to jump up and well, you know what I mean. Don't you, Lord? Don't you?
This train don't allow no gambling, this train.